But they have the Cimarron with them now, so maybe I'll get it from them.
You'll get it at the university. They'll have to have it there still. They can't go along without it if it's in existence.
Well, my neighbor's got two of them.
Oh, has it?
They're beautiful.
Oh, they got some.
Yeah.
I see.
I don't know. I think he got it by some skullduggery someplace or other.
Possibly.
But I think I'll try and drive down and see Mr. and talk to him.
You know what he is?
No.
He used to be county editor here.
Is that right? Mm-hmm.
He started right here in this county.
Well, I'll be darned.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I know him personally. Well.
I'll go down and no, there is it. I'll tell him I was down talking to Mr.
Don't do that. I expect he might remember. He was county editor here a long time.
You tell him you want some grapes.
Yeah, tell him to send me a couple of them fine ones.
But I think it was something like 50,000 different vines that they tested before they found this.
Found what they were looking for.
It was either 5,000 or 50,000. I talked to another neighbor of mine, a fellow named I don't know his first name. He's in, he's gone over to Africa now. Left in May.
Was he still in research?
Yeah.
Over?
He's retired, but he's gone over there and he'll be teaching over there, I guess.
Yeah.
But he told me about this grape. I told him that I was ordering some New York experimental grapes.
Yeah.
That is strains developed by them. Seedless grapes. Yellow seedless that are winter hardy.
Yeah.
And I got three of them. One of them cost $1.75. I put it out and it died.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. I don't
mind. That don't sound too good.
It was a good vine. I think I killed it by improper planting or something.
Possibly was. It wasn't handled just right. You possibly didn't know just how to handle it. You didn't take enough pains with it.
But I got one interlocking, that's the one that died, and two hemrod. That's also a New York experiment station. And they live. They're a little scrawny compared to these Cimarrons.
I expect this possibly they're they've been improved and brought up, and they're more timid possibly than the old original was. That is, they're not as hardy.
Uh-huh.
They're going to have to be kind of taken care of.
Uh-huh.
Just like the hybrid corn and everything else we have. It's good, but it requires attention more than the old original.
Well, this Cimarron is supposed to be very hardy and very resistant to light and drought and diseases. You just put it in and walk away and then go out there with your wash tub and harvest your grapes.
Harvest your grapes? Well, if it does that, it's all right. And you read about them kind of things, you know, but you seldom find them.
That's what it says in the catalog.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You can go up to the county agent's office and look at those things there on paper. It's the most beautiful thing in the world. Get out here to farm. But you get out here and get you a tractor and start out to fight this Johnson grape.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot different story.
I've got that in my lawn.
Have you?
I've also got a gopher. I don't know. I wish they'd both go.
Yeah.
Well, what would you call a fancy cover for a bed?
Bedspread.
What did you call this as a boy?
Coverlid, I believe.
Huh? And how about a fancy cover for a bed that's made with a lot of stitching little patterns in it?
Yeah, let's see. What did we call it?
Maybe it's got a layer of cotton or felt or something in under it.
Yeah. It's quilted out there. What did we call them? I guess I'll let that slip.
Did you have any of those that had a heavy layer of cotton batting inside and then they were stitched every now and then?
Yeah, we call those, they was comforts.
Uh-huh. Good and heavy ones.
Good heavy ones, yeah. They was tacked instead of being quilted.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't quilted, they just tacked.
Uh-huh.
So like we'd shower tack a wallpaper.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, them was comforts.
Uh-huh. Did you call the others quilts?
Yeah, we call the others quilts. It's been quilted, you know.
If you put these on the floor to sleep on, did you call them anything special?
Padded quilts would be about all I can think of.
Uh-huh. Now, I think we can just take this thing.